Today, we're going to meet an extraordinary example of an extraordinary species. It's one of the most successful species on the planet, and he is one of its most successful examples. He has been watching us. Now, it's our turn to watch him.
60 years ago, a scientist wrote a groundbreaking book that revolutionized the popular understanding of human evolution, forcing us to change the way we see ourselves. In the year of the Summer of Love, zoologist Desmond Morris dared to turn his eye on his own species and expose its naked truth, capturing the revolutionary, taboo-breaking, sexually liberated 1960s zeitgeist.
I am writing to the Prime Minister to put a stop to your photographers. Naked people should not be seen.
The Naked Ape prepared the ground in the sense that it treats the human animal as something that evolved.
Combining serious science with subversive pop culture appeal, he compelled us to reckon with the fact, uncovered by Darwin a century earlier, that we are just another species of ape.
Evening and welcome. My first guest has been described as a Renaissance man, combining wit with learning, an artistic sensibility with scientific research, a zookeeper, painter, television personality, and writer.
He's been a bit of a hero of mine for my whole career. He thinks like a biologist, but sees the world through an artist's eyes.
In the 50s, he introduced the first successful animal program on television called Zoo Time. He then became curator of mammals at London Zoo. Soon after, he wrote a book called The Naked Ape.
Of course, some of it was outrageous. I mean, Desmond delights in being outrageous.
Stripping away our higher motives and perceived separation from nature, he didn't just nudge us gently off the pedestal we'd given ourselves. He shocked us off it, provocatively asserting that we're the sexiest primate alive. Published in 1967, The Naked Ape was a popular science book that became an unprecedented cultural phenomenon and one of the